episode 199 of Game Over Nation.
We did it!
Woo! That's it. That's all.
We did
all
it. Bye.
This one counts. This is an audio file that you can download for an episode. That is essentially you will get.
We have to give them more.
What?
We have to get like a little bit more.
More?
More?
No more.
With me this time around is the classic Ryan Del Rosa.
I promise we did not just stop the last one and then start this one.
Oh, it's exactly what I did for the two podcasts I posted today, so don't worry about it. And special guest, friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, Cyrus Fozzy Fiazzi.
Oh, we're
I
friends
swear
with this guy?
We did do not what Ryan just said.
I swear we did the exact thing he said we didn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. I mean,
so we are all a bunch of liars and swindles, and you can never know what we say is true. With all that being said, we got PAX coming up.
We sure do.
We talked about it a little bit on the episode everyone remembers, episode 197, with Devin and Harris. Talked about PAX a little bit there. We did not talk about our plans for PAX, though.
We talked about PAX a little, you know, back in the one we just did briefly. We talked about it briefly. We may have. I don't know. I don't even remember the podcast we just did.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm going to assume we talked
who
about
are
it.
You?
So, well, do you guys have any panels that you've, or first off, have you looked at any panels? Second, are you interested in any?
I haven't looked at the panels. I haven't even looked at the PAX schedule. I have talked to a couple developers, or I guess they're PR people. I really want to go check out, shit, I forgot that, Lovers
in a Dangerous Space-Time.
Space-Time, that's it, yes. Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. It looks really cool. It's like, it looks like you're two, it's a co-op game, and you're both trying to guide this giant ship through the galaxy, through all these obstacles and things attacking you. And it's like you're both walking around inside of the ship to go man different stations. It's like a ship that is well undermanned, and you're trying to cover everything to keep the ship alive. And it looks like a lot of fun, and I think it's definitely the kind of thing that like our group would really be into, just because I know that like we're all really into that silly co-op experience. So yeah, I want to go check that out. And then there's another game through the same, I don't, it's not the same developer, but it's called Russell. I guess it was through the same contact person. That is like kind of like an old school brawler platformer type game that looked pretty neat. I kind of dug the art style, so I'm hoping to go check that out as well. I think Javi's going to come with me to the Space-Time game.
Say the full name. It's a good name.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
Lovers in a
I
Dangerous
Space-Time.
I mostly
didn't
space
say it because I keep forgetting. I know. I'm afraid I'm going to forget a word.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
So, I wonder what the name of this podcast will be.
Just make it that.
Lovers in a Dangerous Paradise.
So I think, yeah, that'll be cool. Other than that, like, I really need to look up, like, I used to be all about the Penny Arcade panels, but now there's just so many people we know who go that it's like, I really want to go to those, but no one, like, I'm one of the only people we know who goes who's an actual Penny Arcade fan.
Yep.
Most of the people we go with now have never even gone to the Penny Arcade website.
Yep.
So the guys that, like, when I started going to PAX, all my college buddies, like, they were all big fans too. So we would all go to the panels, and we would all go to all that stuff. And, yeah, now it's just harder to get people to go because of that, because no one is a big fan. And, like, my college buddies don't – it's been a couple of years since they've gone to PAX. So, yeah, so I haven't looked at the panels. I guess I'll probably do that tomorrow. and see if there's something that I really want to catch. I really like going to like the Q&As and the Make a Comic panel and stuff like that. Those are a lot of fun. We don't really have a reason to go to the thing called that Harris was in.
Oh, Omegathon?
The Omegathon. We don't really have a reason to go this time.
No, because someone didn't get in again.
Right. but
way
I will say this,
Harris.
The final round is still usually pretty fun to go to regardless, because it's usually pretty interesting game choice.
I'm almost certainly going to be hungover and not going to go to that.
Oh, I'm pot, like, we're drinking a lot of beer on Saturday, right? That's the plan?
I have no idea. I have 9 bottles of stuff that Dylan bought back in February, and it's been in my fridge since then. And we're going to get through that one way or another.
Well, yeah, that's what Javi mentioned, that beer store. So I think before you and Dylan get into that stuff real hard, I think we should go there so I can get some stuff. And then we should just blast it out and just – like record something. Like, we should definitely record something while we're in that state.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Nah,
so I'm gonna go ahead and...
think it's a really good idea.
It's a good one.
Well, okay, we should do it while we're we shouldn't do it late. We should do it like mid endeavor, like, so we're like kind of toasted but not stupid, like. and then when we're done, then we'll just go full stupid. And leave that off the books. I think.
To quote a classic song, I don't think you actually have heard yet, Ryan. You will definitely hear it when we're here. We're going to get stupid-faced.
Yeah.
White boy wasted.
White boy wasted, stupid-faced.
What fucking song is that?
Oh. It goes like...
I don't need to... Don't tell me what it goes like. What's it called?
Song. You don't tell me. Let him soak it in.
You don't know what it's called?
We're losing him.
Who are we losing? Fozzie?
Who do you think?
Oh, we lost Fozzie.
No, you're
losing him.
No, you're good.
We're losing him.
We're still here.
Is that a long day? We're very lucky to have him here. So, Fozzie.
What?
To keep that heart rate of yours ticking.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to at PAX? Well, you go on any panels? Want to see any games?
I wish I could be more formative. Would that be a word? Nah, not informative. A bit, you know, have more opinions on. But honestly, I don't know if I'm going to see anything at PAX. I got a Friday ticket.
And that's it?
That's it.
one and done?
Yeah, I got a Friday ticket, and I'm going to go there for a couple hours. I'm going to see if there's anything I want. Because the thing is that I might go to cult panels, but I'm not going to wait like 3 hours for that or 3 hours for a new game. I just refuse.
Right.
So, yeah. We'll see. I'm going to tickle my fancy there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always good to go hit up the floor. Yeah, there's usually some cool stuff to buy, at least.
No, totally.
And
that's what,
I know,
yeah.
The Mirror's Edge comic is going to be there, and I'm going to get it because I'm terrified of the person writing it. So I need to know. I need to know what to expect in the game. And
right.
If Mirror's Edge is there, I'll wait in line for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Javi seems under the impression that Metal Gear's going to be there. I don't think so. Like, at all.
Because it's going to be out, yeah. Or because of Konami.
Both.
Well,
because it's Konami?
I was going to say, because it being out has never really stopped.
Yeah, it doesn't stop it.
From
but
being
I think,
there.
I think more because it's Konami. Like, if they aren't going to E3, they're not going to go to fucking PAX.
They might. It's cheaper.
Or they go to E3 and they have like a little stall there.
I mean, that's where we played Revengeance.
Great game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was also like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Revengeance.
As far as panels, like the one that I. So there's two. Mm-hmm. There's two Giant Bomb panels that I want
to
go to.
I'd like to go to some Mario of those Party if 5, I get a chance.
No, not, I'm not going to watch them play Mario Party for 4 hours. I'm not going to do that.
Smart man.
There's the Giant Beast Cast live on Friday morning, but I'm pretty sure we're all getting breakfast Friday morning.
Yeah, so.
I don't think I'll be able to make it to that. But then they got the PAX Royal Rumble.
When's that?
On Sunday, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's on Sunday. Oh, yeah. You only got the...
Got work.
Maybe we can find you a badge.
I've got work, man. It's okay.
What day?
Sunday.
When?
Sunday.
He's got work on Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Fozzie works a week.
Yeah.
No. We are not here to explain Fozzie's very busy schedule to you, Ryan.
I think someone should.
Well, I'm sure shit won't be. That much.
But I remember a song we did like 2 years ago was we went to like the free play room and just played Smash Brothers for a while.
We did.
But I imagine we can also just do that at an apartment since
we could.
We have it there instead.
That's true.
But
I mean, yeah, more or less, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, PAX, to me, like, I'm more interested in things outside of PAX at this point. You know, that's what it said on 197.
Yeah.
What games should we play as a group while we're there?
At PAX or just all together?
No, just all together. So
Fortune Street.
That's fine. Javi said he bought... Did he get that Boomblocks game in?
I have no idea.
We should ask him about that and see if he got that in, because I like some boom blocks.
But you know what's in? Fortune Street's
always.
In. Fortune Street is always in. And always ready.
I'm asking.
Man,
Bobby
Fortune
right
Street's
now.
Amazing.
Shut up.
So good. Yeah, I mean, so outside of PAX, we've got our little get together on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Fozzie, are you coming to the Mabim Bam show, my brother and me on
sure.
Saturday night.
He is.
Maybe. I mean, I'll still pay for that ticket. That
yeah, I was. That was the next words out of my mouth. Hey, where's my money?
I know. I'll pay for it whether or not I'm there, but most likely I'll be there.
You should come. It'll be good. That'll be fun. I forgot about that.
One of the nights we're going to the Crescent.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it'll probably be Saturday night.
Okay. That's the show. There. Well, I guess we can do it after the
show.
Yeah, the show's not that long, so we can do it after the show. I keep forgetting about it, but I am really looking forward to it. Like the My Brother, Me shows, I've been to several of their live shows, and they're pretty fucking awesome. Like they're always a good time. Lots of really cool people there. I'm looking forward to that, and they're usually pretty toasted, so that's always fun too. We should invite them to the Crescents.
I mean, Devin Harris and Fuzzy, you're going to the Giant Bomb thing on Thursday, right? That first hour?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your mission, you will accept it, is to get Brad Shoemaker and Dave Lane to come to the Crescent.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Well, Harris Foster will be there, correct?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be easy.
We got shirts. Harris got some shirts for me and Devin.
That's adorable.
They're pretty spectacular.
Oh yeah,
what
yeah,
do they
we're
say?
Gonna be matching.
Can you tell us?
They all say in a beautiful, beautiful, horrible graffiti.
Fuck boys.
Fuck Dave Lang.
Oh okay.
I wanted one to say fuck Harris Foster, but that would have cost extra.
So. Yeah, I can't do that.
You know all those extra letters.
Right. You know, I remember in I guess we were all in college. We had like me and some of my friends were all going to be in town like on a weekend, so we went over to my parents' house. We were hanging out on the back patio, drinking some beers, and one of our friends who we hadn't seen in forever was going to show up, and his name is Ryan Koska, and he was He went to the he went to West Point, so he was at West Point at the time, and we had another friend who went to Annapolis, who was at the time dating Ryan Koska's cousin, so they're married now, So she had been making shirts. She was an RA. She had been making shirts for her residence or whatever. She had some leftover letters at the end, so she asked Matt, which was her boyfriend, who was the one at the Naval Academy, said, I have some extra letters. What would you like your shirt to say? And he's like, I just want a shirt that says Ryan Koska sucks. So she made the shirt, and he wore it, and we went out that night, and he kept – every time someone would come up to him, I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, well, that's Ryan Koska. He's like, and he sucks. And then he would like be like, I got this at Macy's, and he would like reach back and like start showing them the tag. Like, yeah, I think this is a Ralph Lauren. And he like starts showing them the tag. So that was a pretty good time. So yeah, you definitely could have done that with Harris Foster, but you're not willing to pay the $5 extra for some letters?
Damn, yeah.
No, not really. willing to make that sacrifice. Money's tight. I'm getting the ARM edition of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Why?
Bought some stupid things. I bought some shirts.
Fair, I bought it.
Bought some wrestling shirts.
I bought that really expensive edition of Fallout 4, and then the next day I went, why? And canceled it. It's like, I'll just, like...
Well, I can tell you that you made someone else who got that order instead very happy.
Yeah, it made them very happy. Yeah, so
that's a Saturday. I don't think we have anything planned Sunday.
Probably not.
Monday's going to be really weird because it's a goddamn work day.
Yeah. Are you working? You're working.
No.
Oh, you're off. Okay.
I don't have tomorrow off. I have Friday and Monday off.
Gotcha. Yeah, today was a real shit show for me as far as, like, RE days off. Because, like, I put it, like, I've had this request in for a while. Like, and my company's real good about, like, they don't, I can't think of a single instance where they've rejected vacation. But, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. So there was a lot of making sure that there was somebody to cover anything that might come in for me while I'm gone. To the point that at about 5:20, 5:30, I left. I was like, well, like, I had kind of talked to everyone I needed to talk to. I had distributed work as necessary. I was good to go. None of my bosses had come to me asking for anything in addition. I was like, you know what? I'm leaving. So 5:30, I headed out. Almost home, my phone rings, and it's my boss who's like, hey, did you leave? I was like, yeah. It's like, what's the status on this, and this? I was like, yeah, we're good, man. I got it. You know, I talked to everybody. I've got it all worked out. But long story short, I had to come back. I had to go back. I had to go back to the office. It took me longer to drive back to the office from where I was because of rush hour traffic than the time that they actually needed me at the office. It was so stupid. So I got there. I was like, oh, I'm really glad I came back. But whatever. It's one of those things. Like, when you're about to take off for a week, I guess I understand. That was interesting. But yeah, I think I should be. I have a feeling I'm going to get a phone call while I'm out there. But here's the thing about vacation and me is that if you're going to call me, I know I've said this on the podcast before. If you're going to call me from work with work questions while I'm on vacation, there should be a reasonable expectation that I'm going to be drunk when you call me. And I'll answer the phone. I will answer the phone. Like, I have done this, like, when the last time that there was a lot going on at work and I was on vacation was when I was in Key West, and I got some phone calls and I answered them, but boy was I blasted when they called me. So you're trying to put on your sober hat, sober face. Get sober face, do sober face, and you're sitting there and you're trying to answer these questions. But then later you're like, boy, I cannot believe I answered that phone call. And I don't think anyone suspected anything, but yeah. Like, I think that's on them, though. That's on them.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to call me on vacation. There's a pretty good expectation that I'm going to be drunk. Mm-hmm. That's how we do in Game Over Nation.
Never not drinking on vacation. Fozzie, we're going to need to and Ryan, you know about this too. We're going to need to orchestrate some beer and cheesecake.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that has to be breakfast one morning at least. Yeah.
We could do that, you know.
I don't think Whole Foods actually has any cheesecake, which is a travesty.
Sham and a mockery.
Yeah.
It's a Travis Sham mockery.
So I cannot be in charge of cheesecake acquisitions.
Oh, we can find it. We can find it somewhere for sure.
Do that.
I assume there is cheesecake in Seattle somewhere.
We go to that cheesecake factory. It's going to be a shit show.
I don't know. If we get there early enough for breakfast, it's probably okay.
I don't even think that's safe.
Ma'am, I'll take a beer and a slice.
But you know what we're gonna do right now?
What are we gonna do?
I got shit to do, so we're gonna call the episode here.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I think, guys, we did it.
We did it. Impossible.
If you add it up, I have actually done a day of podcasting in the last 3 weeks.
Pretty good.
24 hours of podcasting.
A full fucking day of podcasting.
Podcasting.
Oh my god, it feels so good.
We appreciate you, Gabe. We appreciate it.
Do this.
I really wish I would have had time to like think out more, to take some of this burden from you and do more of them. But
did a good job with it. So.
No, he did do a good job. But what I'm saying is, as soon as we were like, all right, we're going to bust these out. Work got like, hey, stay here super late every day. All right.
This wasn't my idea. I said we should just skip to it.
It wasn't my. I think. Well, maybe it was me.
It was Hobby's
idea. Well, I was kind of against skipping too. So I'll take some responsibility for that.
My idea was to use the episodes that I didn't count when we were trying to slow down for episode 100.
And like let those
and just retcon those
just
like
into
go
the
back
numbers.
To those articles and number them.
Uh-huh.
All the day.
I'm probably going to take a week or two off of the podcast after episode 200.
Don't be a bitch.
Cuz I got other work to do.
Whatever.
Baby. Podcast is life.
Don't be a babby.
Podcasting was my life.
All in his life. Podcasting is life.
I haven't been able to get like anything done on the video I've been trying to do.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Like, we'll let that slide. This won't come up in your quarterly report at all.
Oh, okay.
But
well, that changes everything.
No, I'm glad you were willing to do this, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I couldn't help more.
I got to talk about wrestling, so
it was circumstances beyond my control. This is true. You did get to do that.
The longest podcast in this gauntlet was about wrestling.
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. People still listen to this after that?
Apparently.
If you add in the two podcasts that I didn't release,
I went to SummerSlam, as well as
the one that I did release that I recorded myself, that was 2.5 hours.
SummerSlam was bad. I didn't like SummerSlam.
SummerSlam was so bad.
My name
is Gabe Philbin.
Yeah. Keep going.
This is good. I like it.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Looks like we made it.
We did. It feels like I just did this. If you would like to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com. What day are we gonna? When are we gonna record 200?
Probably Sunday. Because
we just listen to all the shit we're doing. We're like, I don't think we're doing anything on these days. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, probably Sunday.
Yeah. You can go to GameOverNation.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit us up on YouTube and check out that Zach and Wiki thing. YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And then you can also find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. And by the way, we've gotten a lot of likes on Facebook. We don't know who's listening.
Who are you?
If you're a new listener, if you're a new watcher of our Facebook page, please, by all means, leave comments, write us a message on Twitter, write us a message on Facebook, get a hold of us, ask us questions, give us topics that you want to hear about. We really want to get you guys involved.
Do our job for us.
That's it's not something we still have to talk about it once they say it. Like, if you want, feel free to, we want to interact with you guys. So, do the thing. Don't be afraid to hit us up. So with that, I guess, Gabe, since you started this one, you can finish this one.
Swag. Thanks for listening. Bye.